Celsius co-founders to pay FTC over $6 million in new settlements. Two Celsius co-founders have agreed to settle with the U.S. Federal Trade Commission for more than $6 million combined, according to a July 21, 2026 report from Cointelegraph. The settlements involving Daniel Leon and Nuke Goldstein extend a pattern of enforcement that has now reached beyond the lender's former chief executive. The figures land on top of the $10 million settlement that former Celsius CEO Alex Mashinsky reached with the FTC in April 2026. Taken together, the agency has now extracted more than $16 million in settlements from the three men most closely associated with founding the platform. The founders behind the collapse Celsius network filed for bankruptcy in July 2022 after freezing customer withdrawals, trapping roughly $4.7 billion in user deposits. The lender had marketed double-digit yields on crypto deposits and grew to over a million users before its liquidity evaporated during that summer's market downturn. Leon served as Celsius Chief Operating Officer and Chief Strategy Officer and held a co-founder title alongside Mashinsky. Goldstein worked as the company's Chief Technology Officer. Both were named in the FTC's original 2023 complaint, which accused Celsius and its executives of deceiving customers about the safety of their deposits and about how the company handled their funds. Mashinsky, the public face of Celsius, drew the heaviest legal exposure. Beyond the civil FTC track, he pleaded to criminal charges and was sentenced in 2025 to a 12-year prison term over fraud tied to the platform's marketing and its native CEL token. A settlement pattern, not a one-off the new agreements matter because they show the FTC closing out the civil side of the Celsius matter against the Fuller leadership group rather than stopping at the founder who ran the company. The April settlement with Mashinsky was structured as a $10 million judgment, and the co-founder settlements follow the same civil penalty shape rather than adding new criminal charges. For context, the money recovered through these FTC settlements is separate from the bankruptcy estate that is repaying creditors. Celsius creditors have been receiving distributions through the reorganized estate since 2024, and the FTC penalties do not directly top up those recoveries. The settlements are enforcement actions meant to hold individuals accountable, not a mechanism to make depositors whole. That distinction is worth keeping in view. A depositor who lost funds in the 2022 freeze recovers through the bankruptcy plan, not through the FTC. The regulator's payments flow to the government. Custodial lending risk stays in the frame. Celsius is the reference case for what can happen when a custodial platform controls user assets. Depositors handed their crypto to Celsius in exchange for yield, and when the platform stopped honoring withdrawals, those users had no direct claim on the underlying coins. They became unsecured creditors in a bankruptcy. That structural risk is the same one that separates custodial products from self-custody arrangements. When a third party holds the keys, a user's balance depends on that party staying solvent and honest. The FTC settlements are the legal cleanup after the fact, but they do not restore the years creditors spent waiting on the estate. The pattern repeats across the sector's failures. FTX, Voyager, and Celsius each froze customer access before bankruptcy, and in each case, depositors discovered that a headline yield meant little once the platform could not meet redemptions. For anyone weighing where to hold crypto or how to spend it, spending from your own wallet removes the single point of failure that custodial yield products carry.